Shalom to all. Today's daf is Yerushalmi Trumas Daf Mem Hey. We are starting right at the top of the Amud and a Vilter Sadaf. It's right at the beginning of Chaf Hey Amud Aleph. And today's daf is sponsored by Lilin Nishmas Mars Miriam Sarah Basu Yaakov Maisha. Her Nishama should have an Aliyah. And the Mishnah said Amar Biyasi Maisa Bav Chulu. And we're going to bring a memory that has to do with Shitas Rabbi Yasi in the Mishnah. Somewhere it tells us Tani we have a Brisa. The proper gear says to add in the words Rabbi Yasi. Amar Biyasi says as follows: Balul Malev Vishenu Balul Enu Malev. When we're dealing with one Truma that falls into 100 Chulin, only if the Chulin is 100% mixed up, so then we'll say that there's Betul. But if the Chulin's not mixed up, for example, if we have 50 saw in one basket and 50 saw in another basket, so then there's no betel. And clearly, Rabbi Yossi is arguing with the sheet of our Mishnah that we spoke about extensively yesterday. Ask the Gemara, how could you say that? But Taninan, we learned very clearly in our Mishnah, on Rabbi Yossi said, Maisabal of Rabbi Kiva, a story came in front of Rabbi Kiva, Bechamish Magud Shal Yarek, with 50 bundles of chulin vegetables, Shanafal Achas Osaychan, another bundle fell inside, the Chetzia Truma, and half of that bundle was Truma, Vamati Lefanov, and I said in front of him, Tala, there should be betel. And that's because we view each of these bundles as if they're cut in half, so we have 101 half bundles, and there's only half of a bundle of truma here. So here we have betel, one in 101. But hare enu balul umale. Here nothing's balul, and still we say there's betel. Why is it that it's not batel? Because as we just explained, we're not being mevatel the bundle that has truma in it in the other bundles. We're being mevatel half bundles, if you will. But those half bundles are not balul. They're not all mixed up together. They're still individual. They're still all tied by their own strings. So there's nothing mixed up over here, and still we see betel, even according to Rabbi Yossi. So Gemara answers, Havina by Lememar, they want to say, Davrshu makbid al taruvasai einai male. Something that he's makbid in regards to getting mixed up, so then it's not going to be mevatel if it's not mixed up. Vishainu makbid al taruvasai male. But if he's not makbid about it getting mixed up, so then it'll be male. And over here, he's not makbid about them being mixed up. He doesn't really care for the bundles to be untied and mixed up with each other, and therefore there's bitul. And we have a further explanation of this. Hey Chavida has this done. For example, Kishos Tmea Shanafla Seich Me Kishun Tyrin, and we have a tummy gourd that fell into 100 tahar ones. And the tahar ones were not mukhshir yet, lakabal toma. Ha'il ve'ena makbid al teruvasoi, male. Since he's not makbid about them getting mixed up, he doesn't care if they get mixed up or not, because since the tahar ones aren't mukhshir lakabal toma, so he doesn't care if the tummy one gets all mixed up with them, because it's not going to be tummy them anyway. So we'll say that there's bitl here. However, hukhshir, if the tahar ones already were mukhshir lakabal toma, so ha'il ve'hu makbid al teruvason, since he's makbid, he doesn't want them to be mixed up, because then the tummy one will be mitame all the tahar ones, ena male, so then there's no bitl. Hadralacha Mafresh, Masar finishing the fourth parak of Masachas Trumas. Just like Ruzacha finished this parak together, we should be Ruzacha to finish the entire Masachas Trumas together, and of course, all of Yerushalmi together. And moving on to another parak, we continue talking about Betel. Saw Truma Tmea, Shanafel of Pachas Tmea Chulin. A saw of Tame Truma that fell into less than 100 of Chulin. So there's no Betel. Oil Maeser Rishain, or fell into Maeser Rishain, Oil Maeser Shani, or to Maeser Shani, Oil Hektish, or fell into Hektish, Bain Tahar, Bain Tmein. Whether the Chulin, Maeser Rishain, Maeser Shani, or Hektish that it fell into was Tahar or Tame, it doesn't really make a difference. Your Kavu, everything has to be left here to rot. That's because there's nothing to do with it. There's no bitul, so everything here has to be treated like truma, and we can't eat tamei truma, so therefore everything has to be left to rot. However, the Mishnah continues, Im tahira isa isa sa, if that saw of truma that fell in was tahar, so if it fell into chulin, mem heo and beis on top, yimachro lekayhan with me truma, all this chulin and the one saw of truma should be sold to kayhanim for the cost of truma. He can't charge the kayin as if it's chulin, because no one else is able to buy this besides a kayin, so he can only charge him the lower price of truma, chutzmi the me isa sa, except for the value of that saw. So let's just give numbers to this. Let's say one saw of Truma Tahira fell into 50 saw of Chulin Tahirin. So he sells this 51 saw to a Kayin. 50 saw the Kayin pays for. One saw the Kayin doesn't pay for, because that saw is actually Truma, and the Kayin gets Truma for free, and he doesn't have to pay for it. Now, Vimla Maeser Rishain Nafla, let's say the saw of Truma had fallen into Maeser Rishain. So Yikar Shem LeTrumas Maeser, the fellow can just say that this entire thing here is Trumas Maeser and give that to a Kayin, and at least he hasn't lost out completely. Vimla Maeser Shani El Hektish Nafla, if this saw of Truma had fallen into Maeser Shani or Hektish, so he should redeem the Maeser Shani or the Hektish. Now it's considered like Chulin, and once again, he's going to sell that Chulin to the Kayin for the price of Truma minus the value of that saw that fell in. Now, Vim Tamein, Hayu Aison a Chulin, if that Chulin that the Truma had fallen into were Tamei, so what's the Kayin supposed to do? If he's going to make this into a dough, for example, so he's going to be Tamei the saw of Truma that's mixed into here, and he's not going to be Tamei Truma. Therefore, the Mishnah tells us, Yechlun Kudim, he should either eat it dry, and therefore Tuma can't be transferred, or he should eat it roasted, and roasting it doesn't involve water, or he couldn't eat it into a dough, but he has to use mei peiros, fruit juices, and they are not machshir things like kabul tuma. Only the seven mashkin, the seven halachic liquids, are able to be machshir, and may paris is not one of them. Or you should make them into little doughs, as long as there isn't a single one of them that's a beitza. Because if one of them is the size of a beitza, so then it could transfer a tuma to the truma, wherever the truma is, and therefore as long as he makes them into these little mini doughs that are less than the size of a beitza, then he doesn't have to be afraid that the tuma is going to be transferred. The Mishnah continues with another case. One saw of truma tamei that fell into 100 saw of chulin tahirin. So we have bittel over here, but we have to remove a saw and treat it as truma. So Rabbi Lezer says, tirim v'tisaref, he simply has to take out one saw and he burns that saw that he takes out, shani aymer, because I say, saw shanafla, he saw shalsa, the saw of truma tamei that fell in, that is the saw that he took out. It's the same exact thing. And therefore, he simply burns it, because that's what you do with truma tamei, and the 100 chulin that he has over here is 100% tar, there's no problem. However, chamayim l'cham argue, and they hold that whatever's being removed and treated as truma is not actually the thing that fell in. And therefore, we have to be machmir. And really, we view this saw that's removed as part truma, part chulin. And actually, it's as if equal portions of both are here. So that means that this saw is one part truma tmeya, and the other 100 parts are chulin tahirin, which Rabbanan say we need to treat as truma. And therefore, this saw can't be burned because there's truma tahira here. It's truma midrabbanan, but still tahar. However, it can't be eaten the way that he wants to because there's truma tmeya as well. So what does he do? Tala, he removes this saw, as we said. V'techonikudmi has to eat it dry, oikloyos, or roasted, oitilish meperos, or he needs it with meperos. There are not machshir the other parts of lekabel toma, or he separates it into tiny little doughs, kadesh lehev makam echad kebetza, so none of them have a betza, and therefore they can't transfer toma. And then anything that he eats, he's able to say, oh, I'm eating the chulin tahirin right now, and he doesn't have to assume that he's eating the tamei truma, and he's doing it in a way that the truma is not going to transfer its toma to the chulin. And memvav amrav on top, the Mishnah continues with one last case, saw truma tahira, shenafal mea chulin tmein, a sum of tahar truma that fell into 100 chulin, which was tamei, so tale, he should remove a saw. And once again, we're going to say the same thing in the chamim, that 100 parts over here are considered chulin tamei, and one part is considered truma tahira. And we don't want that part of truma tahira to become tamei. And therefore, v'teichal nekudim, aiklayas, everything has to be eaten dry or roasted, aitilash meperos, or you should knead it with meperos, so the truma can't be mochshel kabotoma, aitischalak liyisayas, kadeshalay makam echad kabetza, or you should make it into small doughs that are less than the size of a beitza. And so once again, the truma can't become tamei over here. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up tomorrow explaining the Mishnah. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.